Chapter 43, Subject Matter, Killing of Kubalapira Elephant. Now, both Krishna and Balaram, and the next morning, after getting their bath and finishing all other morning duties, they could hear the beating of the drums and kettles in the wrestling camp. And therefore, immediately they prepared themselves to proceed to the spot to see the fun. When Krishna and Balaram reached to the gate of the wrestling camp, they saw that on the door there was a big elephant of the name Kubalapira and completely taken care by its caretaker. The caretaker was purposely blocking the door by keeping the elephant in front of entrance. Krishna could understand the purpose of the caretaker, therefore he also prepared himself by tightening his dress in order to combat with the elephant, and began to address the caretaker in a very grave voice, and as resounding as the cloud. "You misbehaving caretaker of the elephant, immediately give me way to pass through the gate. If you put obstruction, then I shall send you to the house of death personified along with your elephant." The caretaker, on the head of the elephant being thus insulted by Krishna, became very much angry. And in order to challenge Krishna, as it was previously planned, he agitated the elephant for attacking Krishna. And the elephant appeared before Krishna as if it was the death personified, inevitable. The elephant immediately rushed towards Krishna and tried to catch him by his trunk, but Krishna very dexterously immediately moved towards the end of the legs of the elephant. The elephant, being able only to see up to the end of its nose, it could not see Krishna hiding and behind his legs, but still it tried to capture Krishna with his trunk, and Krishna also very quickly escaped its capturing and went back to the elephant and immediately captured its tail. Thus capturing the elephant by its tail, Krishna began to pull it forth with very great strength, and the elephant was pulled down at least for 25 years, and the whole incident appeared as if Garuda drags an insignificant snake. Now Krishna pulled down the elephant this side and that side, right and left, exactly like he used to do by pulling on the cuffs by capturing the tail in his childhood. After this, Krishna immediately came in front of the elephant and gave him a strong slap, and just slipping from his front, he went back to the elephant, and falling down on the ground, in past times, entangled the two legs, and the elephant immediately fell down on the ground. Krishna immediately got up, but the elephant understood that the Krishna was lying down there, and he tried to push his ivory tusk through the body of Krishna, and that very forcefully he struck on the ground. The elephant, already being too much harassed by Krishna, was very, very angry, but at the same time the caretaker on his head was continuing to agitate the elephant to attack Krishna vehemently. The elephant thus began to rush towards Krishna very forcibly. As soon as the elephant came in front of Krishna, he caught hold of the trunk, immediately pulled down it on the ground. As soon as the elephant and his caretaker fell down, immediately he stood on the tusk of the elephant and broke it and killed the caretaker also, along with the elephant. After finishing the killing of both the caretaker and the elephant, Krishna took the ivory tusk on his shoulder, and being decorated with drops of perspiration on his face and sprinkled by the blood of the elephant, he was looking very beautiful and began to proceed towards the wrestling camp. Lord Balaram also took another tusk of the elephant on his shoulder, and accompanied by the cowherd's boy friends, both of them entered the arena of wrestling. Next paragraph. When Krishna was entering the arena of wrestling camp along with Balaram and his cowherd's friends, he appeared to the different people in different humor. Krishna is the reservoir of all pleasure and all kinds of humor, both favorable and unfavorable. He appeared to the wrestlers present there exactly like thunderbolt. To the ordinary people in general, he appeared to be the most beautiful personality. To the females, he appeared to be the most attractive male, increasing their lust as if the Cupid personified. The cowherd's men who were present there looked upon Krishna as their own kinsman coming from the same village of Vrindavan. The dishonest Kshatriya kings who were present there saw him as the strongest ruler for themselves. And to the parents of Krishna, Nanda, Yashoda, he appeared to be the most loving child. To Kamsa, the king of the Bhoja dynasty, he appeared as if death personified. To the less intelligent persons present there, he appeared to be incapable personality. The yogis who are present in the arena, he appeared to be the supreme soul. To the members of the Vishnu dynasty, he appeared to be the most celebrated descendant. In this way, appreciated by different kinds of men present there, Krishna entered the arena of wrestling place along with Balaram and his cowherd's boyfriend. Kamsa, after understanding that Krishna had already killed the elephant of the name Kuvalayape, could know that Krishna was formidable, and thus he became very much afraid of him for his life. Both Krishna and Balaram had long hands and beautifully dressed, and therefore both of them were attracting All the people assembled there. Krishna and Balaram were so nicely dressed as if they are to act on the dramatic platform, and thus they were drawing the attention of all people present there. Next paragraph, the citizens of Mathura city were also present there after seeing Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, became very, very much pleased and began to look on his face with unsatiated glance, as if they were drinking the nectar of heaven by seeing his face. All of them were seeing Krishna with so great interest, as if they appeared that not only they were drinking the nectar of seeing his face, but they were smelling the flavor of his body, and they were licking up the taste of his body, and they were embracing Krishna and Balaram with their arms. Then they began to talk amongst themselves about Krishna Balaram, that so long as they heard about Krishna and Balaram, about their beauty and activities, now they are seeing personally, face to face. They thought that Krishna and Balaram must have been two plenary incarnations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Narayan, now appeared in Vrindavan. They also began to remember the incidents of Krishna's birth and his taking away immediately to Gokula at the care of Nanda Maharaj, and they began to talk that so long Krishna and Balaram, although they are sons of Vasudeva, they were raised by Nanda Maharaj and his wife in Vrindavan, and now they have come to Mathura to favor them. They began to remember all the past activities of Krishna, his killing of the Jivan Putana, his killing of the Tinavarta demon as whirlwind, and his delivering the two trees, twin brothers, Jamala Arjun, his killing of the Shankhachu, his killing of the Kesi demon, the Dhenukasu, and many other demons who were killed in Vrindavan, one after another. They also remember that Krishna saved all the cowhouse men of Vrindavan from devastating fire. He chastised also the Kaliya snake in the water of Jamuna, and then he cut down the false pride of the heavenly king Indra. Remember that Krishna in one hand only held up the great hill Govardhan for 7 days continuing, and thus he saved all the people of Gokula from incessant rain, hurricane and hailstorm. And they began to remember also the most enlivening activities of Krishna, that all the damsels of Vrindavan were so much pleased by seeing Krishna's beauty and participating with his activity, that they did not know what is the terms of condition of material existence. Simply by thinking of Krishna and seeing Krishna, they forgot all sorts of fatigueness. Then they discussed about the dynasty of Jodhu, the members of which were present there, and they began to talk. An account of Krishna's appearance in this dynasty, they would remain ever fresh in the history of the world. They would continue to be the most celebrated family in the whole universe. Then they began to talk about Balaram, who had very beautiful lotus petal-like eyes, and they marked him that this boy had killed the Prarambha demon and many others also. And people were talking like this about the activities of Krishna and Balaram, and there was continually a vibration of different kinds of band parties. The famous wrestler Chanur began to talk with Krishna as follows. He said, "My dear Krishna, Balaram, we have heard about your past activities. You are great heroes, and therefore the king has called you in this wrestling place. And we have heard that you are very strong by your arms, and the king and all the people present here desire to see the rehearsal of your wrestling capacity. Every citizen and should be as good as to please the mind of the ruling king, and in that way the citizen attains all kinds of auspiciousity. And one who does not like to do that, he does not become happy on account of anger of the king. You are all cowherd's boys, and we have heard that while tending your cows in the forest, you enjoy your time by wrestling amongst yourselves. Therefore, we wish that you may join with us in wrestling activities, so that all the people present here along with the king will be so much pleased upon us." Krishna immediately understood the purpose of the statement of Chanur, and he prepared himself for wrestling with them, and according to the time and circumstances, he began to say as follows. Krishna said, "You are the subject of King of Bhoja, and you live in the jungle, and we are also indirectly his subject, and we try to please him as far as possible, and this offer of wrestling to us is a great favor of him. But the thing is that we are simply boys. We sometimes play in the forest of Vrindavan with our friends of equal age. Therefore, we think that to combat with persons of equal age and strength is good for us. Otherwise, if we fight with great wrestlers like you, I think it will not be good for the audience here. It will go against their religious principles." In other words, Krishna indicated that they were celebrated very strong wrestlers. They should not challenge Krishna and Balaram to combat. In reply to this, Chanur said, "My dear Krishna, we can understand very well that you are neither child nor young man. You are transcendental to everyone, and similarly your big brother Balaram is also of the same category, because you have already killed one elephant, Kubalaya Pir, whom we understand was capable of fighting with thousands of other elephants, and most wonderfully you have killed them. On the evidence of your strength, it behoves that you should compete with the strongest wrestler amongst ourselves. I therefore wish that I shall combat with you, and your elder brother, Balaram, will combat with Mustik. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta Padpar of the 43rd chapter, Krishna, in the matter of killing Abhikuvala, the elephant.